Tim Fleming in the morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
Your hometown news station is AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and it is time for our Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo County program. And we get a chance to visit with a lot of great people from around Cerro Gordo County every week. And today on the live line, I have Adam Wedmore with us. Adam, how you doing today?
I'm great. Yourself?
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, just cruising through the summer, and here we are in August already. Hard to believe.
I know. It'll be back to school here before we know it.
Oh, my. Yeah. Very, very fast this summer, getting through the summer months. Well, the Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo County really helps a lot of folks. And I know our topic today is the EMS for the Rockwell Swaledale area, right?
Correct. Yes. Yep. So, I've been fortunate enough to be a member of the Rockwell Swaledale EMS service for several years, and that is an organization that's kind of near and dear to my heart because of the people that do the service, that do it out of the kindness of their heart as a volunteer agency, and it partners very well with the Cerro Gordo County Community Foundation, who's made up of some great members, which is a phenomenal organization that helps fund organizations across the county to allow them to do what they need to do.
Well, tell us how they have helped out the EMS in your area.
Sure. So our EMS service is unique in that we're not affiliated with the city, we're not affiliated with the fire department, and we don't collect tax money. So our service relies purely on the generosity of the citizens we serve through donations and then through grants. We can fortunately buy a lot of things through donations, but the big ticket items that cost, you know, tens or twenties of thousands of dollars, we have to go out for outside funding, and that's where the Community Foundation can step in and really support us. Recently, we were awarded a $6,500 grant towards the purchase of what we call a Lucas device, which is a very expensive but also very needed piece of equipment that allows us to do chest compressions on somebody who's in cardiac arrest. We found that when somebody's heart stops beating, within about 4 minutes, that person is considered brain dead. And what our service does is we're able to respond, get there very quickly, begin chest compressions, but it can be a half hour, 45 minutes while we're doing chest compressions, while we're trying to get the patient's heart restarted. We get very, very tired very quickly. So this Lucas device will actually do the compressions for us and allow us to focus on other interventions to help save that person.
Yeah, and everybody understands the importance of EMS, especially in a rural area where, you know, you're talking about an area that's spread out a little bit.
Yeah, very much so. You know, and you think of the TV shows where you see the rural versus urban areas. The urban areas, you call 911, and there's an ambulance and a police officer there right now. In the rural areas, it's a little different. So we cover the Rockwell, Swaledale, and Doherty fire districts, which is about 190 square miles. So we cover pretty much the southern, southeastern portion of Cerro Gordo County, and we can get quite a ways out there where we're several minutes waiting for our advanced life support or another service to come help us out. So rural EMS is certainly different than being in a larger metropolitan area, for sure.
How many are involved in the EMS for Rockwell and Swaledale and so forth?
Yeah, so right now we have 18 current members, and all the members are certified EMS providers from first responder all the way up to paramedic level. Some of these members, you know, and their day job, they may work at the hospital, they may work at a fire department, they may work in other health cares, or even non-health care jobs as well, and then the when their days off and nights and weekends and whenever they're around, they volunteer for our service and respond to calls.
So there's, you know, staying up on training and so forth, important for you guys as well.
Absolutely. So we do regular training. All of our members are certified, which means they have to meet state certification requirements. We do quite a bit of our training in-house. We're fortunate enough to do that, but we also send our members to different conferences and classes. And as we've seen with COVID, change in how we deliver some of our content, so we've got some more virtual classes, but continuing education is certainly an important part of what we do to make sure we're competent and current on the current standards.
So getting back to the Community Foundation for Cerro Gordo County, the process, and we've talked a lot on KGLO about this, the process for making application, it's not a difficult one. It just takes a little bit of time to get that application process started, and many parts of our county have been helped already.
Oh, absolutely. You know, people hear the talk about grants, and they get nervous, they get scared because they think of all of this extensive paperwork and research and history and documents are going to have to produce. In reality, the Community Foundation has made it as streamlined as possible. They have a great online portal that allows applicants to really walk through the application process. And what the applicants need to remember is that the Community Foundation is looking to hear your story, to hear about the project, and to be able to internalize that and make a decision of where the limited funds are going to best be used at.
Yeah, and again, we're talking about, for example, Rockwell EMS, that type of thing. And you're some people might think, well, all the money would go to the bigger cities within the county, such as Mason City. Well, that's not the case.
No, absolutely. We've been very fortunate to receive several grants over the years from the Community Foundation, and I can attest that they do a phenomenal job of looking from corner to corner across the county and seeing what are good, viable projects that are needed from the impact, not just one town, but the entire community across the county.
Outstanding. Adam, anything else we need to touch on before I let you go today?
No, I appreciate the opportunity to talk about our service and to give our thanks back to the Community Foundation for what they continue to do.
Adam Wedmore with us. I appreciate you taking some time, and thanks for all you guys do, too, with the EMS. It's so, so important.
Well, appreciate it, and we'll continue doing it.
Thanks, Adam. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Adam Wedmore with us on our Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo County program on AM 1300 KGLO. And by the way, if you're interested in learning more or maybe finding out about joining the Cerro Gordo Community Foundation Committee, you can contact committee member John Drury at johndrury91@gmail.com. That's johndrury91@gmail.com. AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming.